in my opinion now, and actually we're focusing on something that's happening in Scottish politics at the moment, because today it's about emergency laws to freeze rent and ban evictions across Scotland. It's currently being considered going through Parliament, I should say, in Edinburgh. The idea is to protect renters as living costs go up, and that includes social housing, student halls and private flats. A final vote is due tomorrow, but landlords aren't happy. Let's talk to the Chief Executive of the Scottish Association of Landlords, John Blackwood. Hello, John.
Good morning. Hi.
I wasn't totally surprised to hear that you weren't in favour of this idea, but the principle of protecting tenants at all costs, some of whom make up some of our most vulnerable households, why is that a bad thing?
I don't think that is a bad thing. And I think we all support the idea that tenants do need protection. And, you know, landlords are among the first people to say that. We want our tenants to continue to stay in our homes and be able to afford to live in our homes. The issue is what protections are available to landlords who equally are facing the cost of living increases.
So as I understand it, where landlords face increased property costs like mortgage interest payments and some insurance costs, they will be exempt from this. That's fair, isn't it?
Well, to a certain extent. So certainly, we do welcome the mitigations within the bill. We didn't know, we weren't consulted on this bill. It's emergency legislation. There was no consultation with the sector. And until it was published yesterday, we didn't even know that there was going to be these supports. So we do welcome any support that would mitigate the impact on landlords. But what they would be able to do to be able to pass on any of those costs, if they so choose, would be incredibly limiting. And it's not just about rent increases. The issue for many landlords is, well, what if I need to sell? I need to get out the market because I can no longer afford to be a landlord. Landlords are telling us their interest rates are going up threefold, and that's only just now. We know that will get worse in the future. So what are they going to be doing? How can they protect their businesses? And I'm afraid many of them will just have to sell.
But
so
there is
a protection within the bill that they could sell.
Isn't this about dealing with the less scrupulous landlords, those who are taking advantage of the situation? There's one tenants' union that says some rents are increasing by 30%. That cannot be right.
Well, obviously, we don't know the individual circumstances of each one of these cases, but I cannot defend that kind of practice, as I'm sure you will appreciate. You know, we are a landlords' organisation supporting and promoting good practice in the sector, which the majority of landlords do. So
what do you do about those landlords then? If you don't say, right, we're going to freeze rents, what do you do about it?
I think we do need to have rent control in Scotland. I think that's where we're going to be going. The government's already set out their intention to do so. That's not up for question anymore. I think the question is what shape and form that will look like. How can we protect businesses and make sure that landlords still want to invest in Scotland? The issue we have is landlords are saying we're leaving Scotland, and investors are saying Scotland's no longer a place we want to be investing in. That's not good news for landlords. It's certainly not good news for tenants either.
How much money are landlords making? How much profit are they generally making on their properties?
Well, it depends what their motivation is. Many people, for instance, we know the majority of landlords in Scotland because we have landlord registration in Scotland. So it's a legal requirement to be registered with your local authority if you're a landlord. And most of those landlords just own one or two properties. So they're not big corporate rich organisations. They're people, very ordinary people, working 9 to 5, and they've invested in a property as part of a pension, perhaps. Some of them are literally living on that as their pension. So many pensioners are relying on rental income to literally support them and their household.
We know there's been a big problem with Airbnb, particularly in cities like Edinburgh. Is there a danger that with these kinds of restrictions, you might see more properties moving over to that? Or has that now been limited as well?
It is being limited because the Scottish Government, again, has taken action to curb that activity to protect communities largely. So local authorities will be able to now introduce local licensing schemes. So that will protect the short-term holiday let market. And of course, there's concerns for the local economy around that. Some of those landlords might choose to go into long-term letting, but it's a very different business proposition. So most landlords are either in the long-term market or the short-term market.
Do you think we also need to look at the charges being put forward by letting agencies, the kind of money they're making off the rental sector?
In Scotland, they can't charge fees. So we have a prohibition on fees right. that can be charged to tenants, if that's what you're referring to. Mm-hmm. So they can only charge their landlord clients, which, of course, as a customer, you would pay
you're
for the service from
that.
The letting agent.
Yeah, OK. Thank you very much. Very interesting to hear from you this morning. So John Blackwood.